time for another Castle Country Focus, and joining us in studio today, we have a special guest, Associate Vice President and Chief Campus Administrator at USU Eastern, Doug Miller. Doug, it's a pleasure to get you in today. I'm looking forward to the conversation. Thank you.
Hey, thank you. I really appreciate it. I appreciate the invite. Sorry it's taken so long to get down here.
I'm sure you've been extremely busy. About 3 months now in this new position. How's that transition been for you?
It has been. You know, you hear the concept, you're drinking from a fire hose. It has been a lot of that. Yeah. And I will say that I'm grateful for the team that I have. We have some exceptional leaders who've made it as easy a transition as possible. But moving from faculty to a full-time administrative role has been a distinct change.
I'm sure. And there's got to be something that sparks that desire for you to make that change, right? So what was it? What was it about this particular position that made you say, yeah, that's the right fit for me?
Yeah, what I hear you saying is, who do I blame for where I'm at now? And, you know, I think that when, so Greg and I, Greg Dart, my predecessor in the role, who was well known in our community and an important person on campus, he and I traveled in the springtime. And as we made that trip together, he said, hey, you know, have you ever considered an administrative role? And honestly, I hadn't. I'm very happy as a faculty member. But he said, you'd do well. He as we talked about that, he actually invited me to apply. He knew at that point that he was going to be leaving the university and taking on a president's role. And I did not immediately react with positivity to that invitation. But through some interest and some conversations with some important mentors, I recognized that in the administrative role was one that I could probably advance the things that I care about the most in a more effective way. I'm incredibly dedicated to economic development in our region. That's what brought me here in the first place. And being an administrator at USU Eastern means that I have a bit more levers to pull in supporting economic development in our region.
I know in talking to Greg Dart before he left, he said, typically, you know, this particular position, you're looking at 5 years, and he says that's always a good gauge because then you bring in new perspective.
That's right.
And you mentioned Greg really being a noticeable and productive member of the community. So you walked in with a great base. Now you get to expand off of that base. So I'm glad you bring up economic development. It's great to hear that that is something that you're really intense about, you know, you care about.
Yeah, it is a point of passion. Yeah, I transitioned here from Virginia Commonwealth University. And while I was there, what I found to be the areas that I cared the most about was economic development in underserved regions of the eastern United States. I worked in rural North Carolina. I worked with urban populations in Richmond, Virginia. And in that time, I launched a program with the Henry Ford Entrepreneurship or the Henry Ford Philanthropic Fund to launch an entrepreneurship academy. And that academy has grown throughout the Middle East, in the East Coast. It's had a really big impact on different populations of need. But I found that I cared the most about that and a bit less about the research that was being required to be produced. So while I did that, I didn't find it to be as fulfilling as engaging with those who are starting, growing, and driving businesses forward. And so that's effectively what led me here. We've done a lot of really, really incredible work with a team that exists here and thrives here. You know, the group, they're called CERTA now, but I think most folks would still remember them as the Southeastern Utah Association of Local Governments. But they are an economic driver in our region. We have economic development groups in Emory County and Carbon County who meet on a monthly basis to drive forward the initiatives that will support our region. And that is what I stepped into and what I help grow and that I get to be a part of. So from that perspective, I've got it. It's everything I could ask for exists here. And that's a really exciting thing.
Again, our guest right now, Doug Miller, Associate Vice President and Chief Campus Administrator at USU Eastern. 3 months into the new role, and I was talking to you a little bit off the cuff, and I asked you what are some of the initiatives that we really want to talk about, and right at the very top of your list, it was concurrent enrollment. I mean, this is a big issue.
It absolutely is. You know, there are a few things. You know, within my first week being in this role, I had an opportunity to sit down with superintendents from Carbon County and Emory County. You know, the Emory School District and Carbon School District, Micah Salas and Ryan Mon, incredible leaders of these school districts who see the distinct needs of students. So we have a few things that have happened. You know, one is that right of first refusal has been lifted. So if students are going to have concurrent enrollment options at a competing institution, I say competing loosely, but at an institution that better serves their needs, they can get it now. That has not ever happened before. But USU assigned agreements to allow those students to do concurrent enrollment somewhere else. And I will tell you that the data shows they're still coming to USU, which to me suggests that we do a really good job of providing their base needs as a high school student doing concurrent enrollment, but we're aiming to do better. So we've just gotten approvals to have additional English composition classes done, taught from the high school, or if you're a Carbon High student, you can walk across the street right onto campus and have those classes taught face-to-face from English faculty that are part of my group. We're growing concurrent enrollment because we see that is a pathway to great success for students in our region.
It goes along, I guess, with the simple logic. You can't have a party and not send out an invitation, right? The
That's
idea
right.
of what's happening within the campus in our own backyard, I think we're extremely fortunate. I think it's a beautiful thing, and it's just getting that message out.
That's exactly right. And if we can help students to map effectively their process, and I speak to this with one who has experience. My oldest is a concurrent enrollment student, and I like to call him an Eastern Aggie. I believe that he is a member of our Aggie family, and I hope that when he gets to the point of choosing where he goes to school, that he has to make a choice to effectively defect from USU Eastern and go somewhere else. I think that'll be a hard choice for him to make because we'll have convinced him, and I hope every concurrent enrollment student will have been convinced that they are an important part of the Aggie family, and we don't want to see him leave.
Absolutely. What in your mind, Doug, what is the biggest positive that you can say for being a student at USU Eastern? That's probably a very vague question, so maybe there's a couple of different aspects, but for someone in your position, what is the biggest advantage?
Well, a couple things. So first and foremost, this is a conversation I have with a lot of parents. And I'll tell those parents, you know, USU Eastern is a great launching point for a very successful academic career. And that is not only because of the academics and the rigor, the small classes, and the very personal relationships that you have with faculty. It's also on the financial front. We're a very affordable option to get into a R1 research-focused institution that is known nationally for what it produces. When parents hear that, they think that I'm talking about the affordability of price. And I'm not. I'm talking about the affordability of USU Eastern. We are effectively, for the first 60 credits, every student who comes to Eastern for those first 60 credits has a half off tuition scholarship. It's built into our model. So you come to Eastern for those first 2 years and you're going to be paying half of what you'd pay virtually anywhere else. That is incredibly affordable and accessible, and you're getting the same access that you'd get if you went to Logan or any other state school in Utah. So I think that when you talk about what we offer, it's accessibility, it's affordability, and it's a personalized experience for students that can really gain from that, gain confidence and grow. The other thing I think that most folks don't know about yet that I hope they will soon is that we're rolling out four-year scholarship options. This is brand new for USU. I know we're a little bit behind, but it's a good step in the right direction where a student who gets scholarshiped at USU Eastern can take that scholarship with them no matter where they go in the system. So you start at USU Eastern, get a presidential scholarship, and you can take that with you should you choose to go to USU Logan or any of the other 30 campuses that we have for USU in the state. You'll be scholarshiped there too because you were scholarshiped here first.
That's fantastic.
It is an incredibly important promise that we make to our students.
Another topic that you had brought up to me was the 21st Century Land Grant Institution, right? So this is also something I want to make sure that we save plenty of time to get into.
Yeah, we have a new president. President Cantwell has joined from Arizona, where she was driving and growing an incredibly successful research initiative. It has had a huge impact where she was, and she chose to join USU and to promote and drive us into the future of what land-grant institutions look like. She delivers at best, but I'll do my best effort to to align and convey what it is that she believes our 21st century land grant institution looks like. And that's one that is student responsive and student centric. We have the capacity here at USU Eastern through our technical education and vocational programs to really serve the needs of the students who reside here and to serve those needs first and to serve those needs best. And that is something that we see as the future of the land grant institution and the mandate that we have.
Doug, I know that there's a million things that we could talk about here. Is there anything else that we have missed as kind of the introductory aspect of getting you on the radio?
You know, I think that one thing, and this is, I know, in your wheelhouse, Jordan, but athletics is a big deal for us.
Yes, yeah, it
we're
is.
In many sports, we're nationally ranked, and we perform pretty darn well.
Yes, we do.
So I would say that a plug for our USU Eastern athletics is an important one to make.
No question. And I know we have basketball off and rolling, which is so great. I can't stress this enough. The women's basketball, for one, I'm a huge women's basketball fan. You take a look at the team that we have on the court this year, nationally ranked, as you talked about right now, 16th in the country.
That's right.
They finally have some home games coming up, an opportunity to get to watch this team. And I know that Coach Chelsea and Coach Morgan have done just a phenomenal job with that program. And it's here again in our own backyard, playing at such a high level.
That's right. So I hope that folks will consider engaging with us on any of the fronts that we have, whether it be through theater, whether it be through our academics, or especially through athletic offerings.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up theater as well, because that department does some phenomenal stuff on top of everything else.
That's right. Yeah, we have arguably some of the best faculty, not just in the system, but in the state. And having an opportunity to work with them and see what they work on up close has been just such an exciting change and offer of this job.
You know, when you talk about athletics, you talk about theater, we talk about concurrent enrollment, it's such a unique setting, right? And I know that you can kind of piggyback off of this in the last couple of minutes that we have. The idea that it's still, in a sense, a community college, right? And that's something that I think does get overlooked from time to time, Doug.
It does. And I don't know why. It may be because of this idea that we're branded U-State. But we are, at our core, serving the needs of this community. And I have that conversation on a frequent basis where, and not with folks from our region. They get it. They see what we are and where we fit and what the value we bring. But individuals who are looking to support us, I frequently will have to tell them, we're a community center first. That's where we reside. Those are the students we serve. That's our purpose and our mission, is to provide value to this community that supports us so much.
Well, Doug, it has been a pleasure to get you in and talk about some of the things happening and a lot of the things that you are passionate about at USU Eastern. I look forward to many more conversations in the very near future with you and other members of USU Eastern, and I can't thank you enough for taking out the time to join us today.
Hey, thank you. I'll be back.
Remember to check out CastleCountryRadio.com for more Castle Country-focused interviews.